from Studio Live in Cumberland, BC. You're listening to the Edible Valley Podcast. I'm Chef Jonathan Fraser.
And I'm your co-host, Darren Howlett. And thanks again for joining us as we explore the food culture of the Comox Valley and beyond.
We're hitting episode 128, and today we're going to look at what's so good about olive oil, and why should we care about it?
Maybe Lisa, who's sitting with us, Lisa Whitmore, has more to say.
I do have more to say, and thank you so much for having me here. But let's talk about the full spectrum of olive oil, because there's a lot that people need to know about it beyond just what is extra virgin olive oil, but what should we think about when we're walking down that grocery store aisle and looking at the shelves, and what do those labels really mean?
Absolutely.
There's a lot of information out there, and there's a lot of lack of knowledge, I guess, in this department. Like, most people think all oils are the same, I guess, but there's a huge difference, right?
A huge difference and a tremendous amount of fraud. Like anything that involves a whole lot of money, there is a lot of fraudulent olive oil, doctored olive oil, mixed up olive oil. Bertolli is being sued in California for $100 million for selling fake olive oil.
Wow.
And the district court has ruled that that suit will go ahead. So we have to watch, and we wonder who's watching out for us. The answer is nobody.
Right. There's no oversight.
No.
Can we recognize it, though? Like, can, as a consumer, are you able to, recognize, are there certain ways to determine yourself?
Not really. The most important thing to know about olive oil is you always want your oil to be extra virgin olive oil. That meets a minimum international standard. The second most important thing is the age of olive oil. Olives are a fruit. Nobody would go buy a bottle of cherry juice that was 2 years old and bring it home and put it in the fridge and give it to their kids. Yet many people do that with extra virgin olive oil.
Right.
The date that is usually stamped on the bottle is the date the product went into the bottle. So we have no idea how long it's been sitting in a warehouse, in a barrel.
Interesting. Yeah.
Or what it actually really is.
Right. Wow.
In 2010, UC Davis University pulled about 70 extra virgin olive oils off the shelf. Safeway Select, Rachel Ray, Newman's Own, all the big players in the olive oil world, and 68% of them were fake.
You're kidding.
They weren't extra virgin olive oil.
Wow.
Yeah, they were cut with other oils, food coloring.
Wow.
Poured into a bottle, labeled extra virgin olive oil, shipped to the grocery stores in North America, and we all...
Yeah.
Take it home.
Incredible.
So what can we do to protect ourselves from this? Is there a way to really tell if you've got a good oil or not, or is it?
In our store, we get all of our oil analyzed at the Australia Oils Research Laboratory. And I use that lab because it's the only one in the world that is sophisticated enough to really test olive oil, and it's not funded by an olive grower. We know there's no corruption.
Right.
So we post the chemistry, but if you're not close to a store like mine in Courtney or in Campbell River, there's one key test: smell.
Right.
If your olive oil smells like waxy crayons, it is rancid.
Right.
If it smells herbaceous and grassy, if it smells like fruit, then you're probably going to be okay.
Then you're doing all right.
Yeah.
So let's get into your store and how it all came to be.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of fun. It's foodie paradise. Mm-hmm. We owned, still do own, Signature Wines in Comox.
Right.
And had a giftware showroom at the front of that store that just wasn't evolving into anything that was exciting and fun. And so we had about 400 square feet to work with, and we thought, well, what are we going to put in there?
Right.
Food and wine.
Yeah.
What better marriage is there?
Right.
You know, what's for dinner, and what bottle of wine are we going to open? So we started investigating where we could access this product. There's about five companies in the world that will sell you extra virgin olive oil and Italian balsamic in bulk. Four of them came courting us. Only one did we court.
Right.
So we went down to California. We met with them. We did their training. We were very impressed by the quality of the product that they were able to offer us, and we partnered with them.
Wow.
Yeah, it was exciting. Started just with our little store in the front of the wine store, and then in November 2014, opened a big store in Campbell River, and then the following year, the store in Courtney.
Courtney. Wow.
Now, I got the honor of doing a little tour there the other night, and it was quite interesting to have all the different, you have a lot of balsamic vinegars as well as all your different olive oils, and so it was neat to be able to go in there and do a little tasting and get some of this, and there was a lot of things I didn't quite know about the oil to begin with. So just smoke points and using the product.
It's exciting, and it just brings food back to an easy simplicity.
Right.
You know, I'm a working mom, and about 3 months after starting oil and vinegar, my three teenagers said, "Oh, Mom, your cooking is getting so much better." and it just was my ingredients.
Right.
Not my cooking at all. So we usually always have plain oil, a mild, medium, and robust, and then fused and infused oils, which just simply means olives are cold pressed and then infused with organic botanicals, or the fruits or the chilies go in the press with the olives and they're pressed together, and that's a fused oil. The balsamics all come from Modena, Italy, all done in the old world Solera style. And the important thing to know about the balsamics is no coloring, no thickener, no sugar.
Which is definitely common.
Well, that's a big cheat with balsamics, yeah, is throwing sugar in there to balance it out. So, right. As well as food coloring, it just doesn't help.
We could all make balsamic vinegar in our kitchens. That's in Italy. Or
yeah.
No ciao ciao bella there. But, you know, that's the taste that you're getting.
Right.
And it upsets me because I have a lot of customers who are diabetic and they seek out balsamic vinegar as a salad dressing as a healthy alternative for them. And it makes me cross to think that what they're getting often in a commercial product is loaded with sugar.
I had no idea that it was such a cutthroat or competitive market.
I didn't either until I started researching it. And then, you know, it made me really cross. As a mom, I wouldn't mind buying a more expensive extra virgin olive oil at the grocery store because I want to do the right thing for my kids, and it's good for the brain, and it's an anti-inflammatory, and it's got many medicinal benefits. And I had no idea that we weren't getting any of them.
That was sort of my question is why should we be using the olive oil to begin with? Like, what are the benefits of it for you?
You know, it seems like every few months you're on Facebook and there's a, you know, grapeseed oil is king, or don't eat sugar, or now we're all wheat belly. And, you know, every day it seems that there's a new thing that we should or we shouldn't be doing. But there's a reason extra virgin olive oil has been around for 5,000 years.
Right.
It's the real McCoy. It was medicine before we had medicine. It was medicine when food made us well. There is nothing naturally occurring in food that is a higher anti-inflammatory. So for people with arthritis, with joint pain, back pain, knee pain, a shot of extra virgin olive oil in the morning is a dream.
Wow.
Fantastic for type 2 diabetes. Lots of customers will take a shot of Robust. It's loaded with polyphenols, antioxidants. And when it's fresh.
When it's fresh, of course.
Right.
That's the key. As soon as the olive leaves the olive branch, everything that is good for us in that olive begins to decline.
Right. Well,
that's pretty much with all foods. Is once they leave, that's when you start losing all those vitamins and all the preciousness that's within it. So the sooner you can access it, the healthier it is for you.
Why we love the farmer's market.
Exactly.
That's why we're so blessed here in the Comox Valley, because we can get access to food that's not far from the field. And the same is true with extra virgin olive oil. It needs to be fresh. We get it into the store within about 4 weeks of coming off the olive tree.
Wow.
And that's pretty darn fresh. And we rotate it out every 6 months. We just follow harvest around the world.
Wow.
So this time of the year, northern hemisphere, but we hit about end of July, we'll move into the southern hemisphere.
Wow.
So where are your oils coming from, like northern hemisphere? Where are we talking?
Right now, Spain and Portugal. I often have oils from California, from Italy. We get them analyzed, and the overall score for olive oil is called a DAG score. And in a similar fashion to grading wine out of 100 points, olive oil is also graded out of 100 points based on 26 different scientific and sensory criteria. So I don't take anything below 90.
Wow.
So people will say, oh, I want Italian and I want Greek. And I love that they're passionate and loyal to those oils. But they have to make the grade.
Right.
Basically. And they have to have a high phenol count.
Right.
Because that's why we're bringing them into the store, because they're good for people. And they have to have a low FFA. That's free fatty acid. That's where oil smokes.
Right.
So commercially, that number can be as high as 0.8 and still meet the standard to be olive oil. I like it to be a 0.1 or a 0.2. So we're good up to a broil with no smoking, and not a tremendous reduction in the health benefits because you're starting out so high. You know, if you're starting out at 9.9 and you come down to 9.6, you're still way ahead of where you would be.
Everything else.
Right.
No, that's always been sort of one of mine with olive oils, is not always, especially extra virgin olive oils, is heating them, because I don't want to kill any of the flavor or burn it and have yeah. that bad flavor that comes along with the burnt olive oil. So you're saying that yours have got a higher smoke point so that there's less likely to have that sort of burnt.
Yeah. Yeah. That sort of acrid taste when you've overheated it.
Too high. That's your free fatty acid. That's your FFA. And so that number speaks to the quality of the fruit at harvest, mm-hmm. the temperature at press, and the storage conditions of the olive oil afterward.
Wow.
In my humble opinion, 0.8 is too high. That's why you're getting a burned taste. That's why mm-hmm. people believe you shouldn't cook with extra virgin olive oil.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you can get a quality oil that has that percentage much lower, you're fine. Not to deep fry in, of course, yeah. but but up to a reasonably high heat.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, I would definitely, in my house growing up, my mom always, she was always like, no, use olive oil for this, and this. But for high temperature, no way. And I just took that as verbatim. You know, your mom tells you this is the way it is. I didn't realize that. That there was a variance, that there was different like qualities of the olive oil.
My mom told me Crisco. I hate to confess, Mom. Sorry. it just really is a matter of education, and that is one of the really fun things about the store. So. And that's why everything is on tap in those stainless steel fustis from Italy, so people can taste it and they can talk about it.
Right, right.
So it's not just what we have to say and to take our opinion at face value. Once you hold that oil up to your nose and you smell it, mm-hmm. and you know it's just like a freshly cut lawn, mm-hmm. and then people begin to get it.
Right.
The first time I tasted really fresh olive oil, I thought, that's not olive oil.
Right.
That's not what olive oil tastes like. And it was just like I'd had powdered orange juice my whole life, and somebody gave me a glass of fresh squeezed orange juice.
Right.
Yeah, I got to say, I had the same reaction. I think I was in Toronto in the middle of winter, stumbling through some no-name area, and I just ran into this little spice store, and I walked in there, and they had a downstairs, and I walked into this basement, and they were like, we have olive oils from all over the world here. And I'm like, what? And they're like, we have a tasting room for olive oils. I'm like, what is this? Like, I've never, right. this is foreign to me completely. Anyways, the lovely woman there who just started feeding me bread and olive oil, and I just sampled through all these different, and it was very eye-opening to see such a distinct flavor between different regions and different oils, and to me, it was amazing. And to have this in our own community is wonderful, I think, to have that atmosphere of having all these great olive oils, so...
It is shocking how different they are, but then it's just like a Granny Smith apple and a Gala apple. They're different. They taste different, and people don't realize how widely the taste can vary. And once you do, it's exciting.
But I mean, it would stand to reason. See, I'm not somebody that has had a lot of exposure to a lot of different olive oils, but now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, it's really common for us to see in a grocery store, say, 10 varieties of olives. Of course, those would all have different flavors. Right?
Exactly.
So there's got to be quite a few different flavors of olive oil. I've got to research this, I guess.
It's fun. It's a whole lot of fun. And they all have different applications. And so we'll steer the customers toward a mild if that's for salad, because you sure don't want to overwhelm everything else that you're having. But for the straight bang for the buck for that health benefit, you want a robust high phenol.
Right.
Makes you cough. When they're doing olive oil tastings, they'll call them a one cough or a two cough. You want it to hit you in the back of the throat and make you cough, and you know.
I was feeling that the other night. Like, I was like...
Peppery.
Yes, I got this.
Yeah, very peppery.
Yeah.
Gets you right in the back of the throat. So then you know you're on the right track.
Right.
But that's the one that you probably just want to take a shot of in the morning.
Wow, interesting.
It's like putting high octane fuel in your tank when you start the day. It's the difference when you have a high performance automobile on the gas you put in it. It's the same with the quality of the olive oil that you're eating. And consumers should run for the hills if anything says pure olive oil, light olive oil.
Right.
That is the second press of the olive mash that has come out from extra virgin olive oil. There's nothing left at all in any of those products that is still good for us.
Right.
So if it does say extra virgin olive oil, you want to check the date, you want to smell it, and have a fresh, grassy, herbaceous character to the nose. Anything else below that stay right. away from. I wouldn't even give that to my pet.
And that's wow. also difficult when you're in a grocery store and everything's sealed and
yeah.
and you can't actually access it. So you can't get that smell. So you're buying sort of on a guess. So. Mm-hmm.
Pure olive oil, light olive oil, those are the ones to really avoid.
Right. Those are like industry standards as being ways of covering it up.
Yeah. They right. have failed to meet the standard right. for extra virgin olive oil, which in my opinion is quite lax mm-hmm. anyway. That score out of 100, mm-hmm. you only need to be 40.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty low bar.
Well, we all have kids. Who's passing at 40 out of 100? That's a C minus or a
yeah.
D. That's what you have to meet wow. the criteria. So those other products that are not labeled extra virgin olive oil are below 40 out of 100.
Wow.
They're grim.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, actually, what other, is there other oils that you would recommend or are you just like?
For high heat cooking, we recommend avocado oil.
Oh, yeah.
There's no smoke point there. Mm-hmm. And I'm just keeping myself with the extra virgin olive oil. You know, there are certainly other oils that people believe in passionately and that are have many beneficial qualities. Mm-hmm. When I first started out, people were really wanting to engage with me on social media about coconut oil especially and,
right.
and grapeseed oil and flaxseed oil. And I just took the position that you know, we all go to our own church, and
yeah.
Mine is extra virgin olive oil,
right.
and so that is what I know about, and I'm comfortable sharing with people, and I'm happy to hear about other products, but not to enter into a debate about
right.
the various merits of one oil versus another, because
yeah.
people believe in what they believe in, and
right.
and
right.
good for them, they should.
Yeah,
right. It's nice that we're all informed. You know, we
yeah.
are shows like yours are waking people up.
Right, hopefully.
Well, yeah.
We're trying to get that information out there and hope our listeners join in with us and get to share this. So, yeah. And you carry a lot of other products in your store as well, don't you?
We do. We try to stay local as much as we can.
Right.
So we carry Clever Crows,
right.
Seasoning and herbs from Black Creek. We carry a line of pasta from Italy, which I believe is the best pasta in the world. So mm-hmm. unfortunately, in the Comox Valley, we're not going to compete with the Italians in the pasta department. But we carry a wide range of gourmet products, which is always evolving and changing, mainly sourced from Vancouver Island. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's fun. It's delicious. People are always surprised when they come in the store that you can buy everything you need for an entire meal
right.
Outside of your vegetables.
And you do other activities there as well, as in...
Yeah, we do. We do lots of events in both the stores in Campbell River and the Comox Valley. We do educational events. We do bridal showers. We have women's groups in. We have foodie nights. Lots of staff groups, which is a very fun thing to do. And people just want to learn about the products. They want to taste the products.
Mm-hmm.
So we hold functions in the stores a lot. We are going to branch out this summer into having cooking demonstrations in the store with our products. We've just launched Foodie Fridays, which is a
right.
newsletter on Fridays with recipe and tips and dinner ideas for the weekend.
Wow.
Because by Friday, we're all sick of thinking what's for dinner. All of us.
You're telling me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I think I had dinner in your restaurant on last Saturday because I didn't want to think about what was for dinner. And it was fantastic, I might add.
Well, thank you.
So is that newsletter an actual print of or is that
email?
An email. Nice.
Yeah, so people can sign up for that on our website. The easiest way is just to private message us on our
right.
Facebook page or on our Instagram or Twitter.
Just
reach out our phone, the good old-fashioned phone. Let's
right.
not forget about the phone.
Still works very well. Yeah.
It does.
While we're on the topic, how do they find you? Signature?
Oil and Vinegar. Okay. So on Twitter, we're Signature O&V. Mm-hmm. Instagram, Facebook, Signature Oil and Vinegar. And our website is signatureoilandvinegar.ca.
Okay, perfect.
We're easy to find. We're out there in the world.
Wonderful. Well, I'm going to put you on the spot on a quick one here. Favorite way to have olive oil?
With fabulous focaccia bread.
Yeah?
Honestly. And beautiful 18-year-old plain traditional balsamic. Simple,
yeah.
pure, the way they've been doing it for 1,000 years.
Wow.
Almost brings a tear to my eye, actually.
I was thinking of 100 other ways, and then I was like, no,
it's a good way, for sure.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. That kind of changed my culinary perspective with, as a child, going out to dinner and having balsamic and mm-hmm. olive oil and a little focaccia bread and just being like, wow,
Yeah.
Wow.
This is flavor, and this is no Chef Boyardee or Kraft dinner. This is something different.
Beautiful.
You know? Yeah.
Grains Bakery, their focaccia is just out of this world. Dave's Bakery in Willow Point, also beautiful. Wow. And I love the salads, and when Seifert's Farm Market opens, I'm so excited, and or to go to the farmer's market and make a beautiful salad with a beautiful dressing. But
I got to say, one of my favorite ones right now is arugula. Olive oil, salt, pepper. That's all I could live off that.
That's the best. You can just, I love arugula.
And so good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it with a cranberry pear white balsamic and a little bit of blood orange extra virgin olive oil.
Oh, wow.
And then a few pine nuts. That'll just bring it on home.
Sounds excellent.
Yeah, it is good. Oh, food is so fun.
It is. It is excellent.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks so much for having me. This has really been a nice visit. Good job, guys. Great show.
Thank you. We really enjoyed having you here. And we definitely like to thank all our listeners for tuning in and listening and sharing with us. And don't forget to give us your feedback and tell us what you think about this episode or any of our episodes. You can definitely contact us at our Gmail account at ediblevalley@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Edible Valley. There's always our Facebook page, The Edible Valley Podcast. So definitely love to hear from you.
And many endless thanks to our sponsors, The Butcher's Block in Courtney, where you can find the finest meats, poultry, and other local products. The Atlas Cafe for serving the freshest local food in the heart of downtown Courtney. Ivan's Truffles, Ivan's handmade decadent chocolates. And Kirsten Wood Music, private music lessons with heart. And Studio Live in Cumberland, where you can always find an upcoming show with some of Canada's and the world's greatest musicians in a perfectly intimate setting. Most recently added to this list, West Coast Provisions, for all of their tweets and retweets. And yeah, they're great. They're definitely helping us get the word out about the Edible Valley.
All right. Well, thank you for listening.